Don't Fire Them, Fire Them Up, with Frank Pesetta. At the end of 1987, at the age of 33, Frank Pesetta became the Xerox district sales manager in Cleveland, Ohio, a region which, for Xerox, had been synonymous with failure. In 1 year, Pesetta increased operating profits by 43% and brought the district to fourth in the nation. He achieved this extraordinary turnaround by building a team and teaching it how to win. Now, Pesetta will explain the techniques that you too can use, no matter what your business, to create and energize your team and lead it to success. Here's Frank Pesetta.
I'm not a PhD. I haven't done a whole lot of research, and I'm not independently wealthy. So as you're listening to this tape, I'm out there banging on doors and trying to take care of customers and trying to motivate my troops just like you are. Now I've got a story to tell you. From January of 1988 until the fall of 1992, I was the district manager in the Cleveland district for Xerox. We have 67 different districts across the country, and when I got to Cleveland, it was a district that was pretty much at the bottom of the heap and where morale was way down and where our customer base was not really pleased with the way we were taking care of them. I had had the good fortune through some great Xerox training and from some great mentors that I felt really prepared for this job, and I was really pumped up. At the time, I was living in Minnesota, but I had gone to school down in Dayton, Ohio, and couldn't wait to get back to Ohio. As a matter of fact, when I got the call, I said, I'll carry the furniture on my back if I could take this job. A lot of people didn't want the Cleveland job, because if you remember back at that point in time, it was known as the mistake on the lake, and the Cuyahoga River even caught fire a couple of times. So I said, hey, this is a great opportunity. When I got to the district, I made sure that everybody understood that it's a war out there. I truly believe, particularly in our industry, that you've got to have your helmet on every day and you better have it strapped on or the competition's going to knock it off. And I wanted our people to out-prepare, out-think, and be able to out-fight our adversaries. You're going to hear something different for a change. I'm going to tell you about a turnaround, a comeback. I'm going to let you have fun and at the same time give you tip after tip on what you might do and what was successful for me. I'll even tell you some of the mistakes and things that didn't work for me so that you don't have to go through the same experience. Dramatic, romantic, maybe even inspiring stuff. What I want to do is show you and demonstrate how we went about and did that. How we took a district from nearly dead last in terms of sales and revenue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?